What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Not have to go change a freaking password every 2 weeks or just re-log in. That's the most annoying thing in the world.
Yeah, I have a thing on my email where every once in a while, if I'm logged in too long, it times out. I don't know what it is, how long it is. It's a week, 2 weeks, whatever. I just leave it up, logged in on my computer. Every once in a while, it'll log out, so you have to log back in. And now there's dual... What do you call that? You have to
two-step
multi-factor
verification. Yeah. And so forever it was just I clicked a button, it would call my phone.
Right.
As long as I pressed a button, it verified that it was
correct.
Me. But they don't do the phone call anymore. You had to have to download some app, Duo Mobile or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then scan a QR code.
That's what we use for here. Isn't it Duo that we use for here? I think it is.
No, we use One Log and Protect.
Yeah, we use One Log and Protect, which is also annoying because then you have to go there and click in that thing. And sometimes if you don't put in the six number code fast enough, it changes, and then you have to put in the next one. And it's like, I didn't even really want to check my email anyway. You know, I didn't really care that much about it in the first place.
Any important email you get, I'd probably tell you about it anyways, right?
Well, but then like, I have my, my personal.
I have it already printed.
My personal email account where there's
I can't help you there.
Non-Abe related.
Unless
emails.
You want to share, like I can peruse that.
Abe is
for
offering
you as
services
well.
Of going through your personal email and taking out what's important. That would actually not be a bad service because I get a lot of shit that I'm like, why am I getting an email from this person?
In January, every year I always go through and unsubscribe because there's so many things that you end up like accidentally subscribing to through Christmas.
Well, also, like, your unsubscribe requests only last a certain time.
Yeah, that's true.
Where they just like, it's been a year, we can put them on the list again.
Or there's
seriously? That's a thing?
Yeah. And then they just email you again until you unsubscribe again.
But then there's some companies that have multiple mailing lists, so it's like...
Oh, you got to go through the settings, preferences, unsubscribe from all.
Right.
All of them.
But if you just unsubscribe on the email that comes, you just get left off the... I don't know. I don't have like a great example of it, but like Duolingo. My wife is learning. She knows French, but she's like trying to work on it. So she was like, "You should learn Norwegian." And I was like, "All right, that sounds pretty cool."
That's a tough language.
Incredibly tough. I did two lessons, and I was like, "Fuck this! I'm not learning Norwegian."
So I shouldn't book Stian Gregersen just yet.
Well,
you can practice.
Well, he speaks decent English.
We don't
want to
do it in Norwegian, that's for sure. But so. I was subscribed to their Norwegian email list.
Which you couldn't read. You didn't know where to unsubscribe. Well,
I was subscribed to their main email list. I was subscribed to some other bullshit, and I had to unsubscribe to all of it in order to get them to stop emailing me. And their real guilt, their whole thing is guilt trip, you know. That's some That's some company's marketing strategy is try to make you feel guilty.
Now I get convinced that pressing unsubscribe will then add you to other lists because they know you're like a human or stuff, something like that. So sometimes, like, that's probably more so for like the text messages. That's like reply stop to unsubscribe, and I just delete it and report it as junk. I won't reply.
Does that keep it from ever coming back to you?
I don't know. Probably not.
I just respond to him. Go fuck yourself.
Which I do stop all the time.
Which doesn't.
I just which get puts you on a stop list instead of just
for that thing. Yeah. But yeah. then it also confirms that you are a human, and possibly they sell that number or data to other companies. So I don't respond.
So you're saying
to
you
it.
Shouldn't.
I don't know if this
stop.
Is accurate. I'm you, just saying it's my conspiracy both, theory, and I don't do it.
You both own the home that you live in, right? Like yeah. you're paying a mortgage
yeah.
On the home that you live in. So every once in a while, I'll get an email or sorry, a text from probably a bot or whatever. It's obviously not really Tara from blah 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 real estate, but she says she is. She's like, yeah, we see you know your home values increased, oh, the- whatever. We'd love to come by and give you an estimate. And I'm like, yeah, I think our house is worth $2 million. That's what I respond to all of them.
You ever get a reply?
They never reply.
I go higher than that. And one time, I actually did a call. I didn't return the call. I received the call, and the guy, it was, yeah, you know, robot or whatever, AI. And he's like, I talked about your house, you know, cash offer, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, 3.2. All I said to him was 3.2. And then he hung up on me. He yeah. hung up immediately. Yeah.
I don't know what they're hoping that you'll say, but
yeah. yeah. Come on by. If you can get up to 250 grand, I'm good. Like, no.
Give me $2 million and you can have my house tomorrow. We'll move out. You can have all the stuff.
I wouldn't even, like, $2 million's almost like, I don't know how much your house is actually worth, but like.
Not $2
million. But it's not that far. Like, $2 million's not so crazy a number.
Yeah.
Like, for where you live.
The property's probably.
Yeah.
Regardless of the house or not, that piece of property's
I would bump it up. I would bump that number up. It's go like 4.1.
Okay, I'll ask.
Just in case.
I'll ask for 4.1 next time.
Okay.
No, like all the houses
they,
on our
street.
If they
talk you down to 4, then just probably go ahead and accept.
Yeah. All the houses on our street are selling for $1.5 million, but that's because.
Yeah, so 2 is not, you're not, no, you're nowhere, you're way too in that
the houses
area.
Are literally yeah. 4 times bigger than ours. The house that they built 2 lots down is, I'm not joking, the square footage, if you include the garage, extra house, whatever that they built on the back end of it, is literally 4 times the square footage.
If someone
of our
bought
house.
Your place, there's a good, especially for.
They would knock it down.
Yeah, they would put it down and get a real house.
That's what they would.
Not that you don't have a real house.
But a big one. Yeah, they would. Our house was built in.
None of that dollhouse bullshit over there
our
across
house was
from
built
the park.
In 1917. So. I don't know.
It's probably the sturdiest of all those fucking houses.
Oh, yeah. Too. It's not going anywhere. Yeah. But it.
At least not for $2 million.
Stuff was smaller back then. I don't know why. I don't know how. Families were bigger.
Yeah. Like people didn't do all this extravagant house building and shit with all these extra rooms that they don't need.
Yeah.
And all this extra space that you have to.
But the average family in like the 40s and 50s is way bigger.
They also
than
had 2 fucking toys.
Family
all right?
now.
Two goddamn toys.
Which would be great.
1 for each kid, and all you get for 5 years.
And like 1 garment. Because there's
and
no
you know
closet.
When a hole pops up in that teddy bear, no new teddy bear. You find some cloth from the fucking
yeah,
street
it.
And you patch that shit up.
God, I wish my kids had 2 toys.
Instead, you have a Man. Fucking room Wouldn't full of toys. Nice.
Yeah,
we got a room specifically for toys.
Yeah, we do. It is. It's the playroom, which is great. But yeah, when our house has 7 rooms, and one of them is dedicated to their toys, and another one is dedicated to them, so they're just colonizing the house.
Yeah.
Now, how long will y'all go same room?
I don't know.
Me and my brother obviously, growing up, we had bunk beds, but there came a point where we had separate beds
they will
in the
go,
same room for yeah. a while. Like,
so Jack's still in a crib. He's not.
No, I know. You got time.
But
my sister and I were sharing a room, I'm pretty sure, until we were like 10.
I was going to say, me and yeah. Ross were in a room.
Your sister yeah. older?
Yeah.
Yeah. So at a certain point,
yeah.
a girl needs her own
yeah.
room.
Yeah,
that's true.
And so Lily, you know, at a certain, probably, you know, when, I don't know, 10 or if we're still in the house. Yeah, probably when she's 10, 11, whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, they're going to get bunk beds in the next couple years.
I wonder how safe bunk beds are now.
Well,
pretty safe.
You can get kind of low ones. Like the one where the lower bunk is kind of almost
this
ground
fucking Navy ship
level. And that well, there's a couple
hit your head if you get
I had,
up in the middle.
A couple calculations.
We had bunk beds up until moved to this house, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had bunk beds when I was a kid.
I fell off a bunk bed or two.
I don't think I ever fell off. Slipped. Not sleeping, but like playing.
No. I didn't roll off like while sleeping.
Yeah. Playing. Definitely.
Tried to get off. I never used a ladder. I just jumped down. I slipped once or twice. Probably fell.
Definitely. That happened. That happens.
Turned an ankle, hit your head, whatever. You know.
That happens. But we can't have them too high because then the room's not very big and there's a ceiling fan. So.
I don't think we had a ceiling fan.
You can't have the bed too close to that.
Yeah.
Or you could just not turn the fan on.
That's what I had to have Olivia do. Because she's laying in her bed. She's literally looking right at it.
Why's the fan got to be on?
Because it's fucking Atlanta, and it's 100 degrees outside all the time.
So get fucking AC in your house.
We have AC, but...
We'll get better AC.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
See, you need the fan.
The fan AC circulates the air.
Get a floor fan.
We have a ceiling fan. I want a floor fan.
We had a ceiling fan. I don't think I have a ceiling fan now. I've never used it. I never use it.
Our ceiling fan in our bedroom.
I have a pedestal fan next to my bed.
Our ceiling fan in our bedroom probably hasn't been turned off in a year. It's probably been going continuously.
Good news. No dust on that thing.
It's got an inch of dust.
How's there dust if it's always moving? I don't know how dust works.
It collects it while it's moving.
Probably more dust on it.
The only time we turn it off is to clean it because it does collect. It's like, it's crazy. The dust is just like, it's like pressed there by momentum.
Yeah. That's crazy. I don't see centrifugal force in action. Seriously, though. I can't stand fans and stuff blowing on me when I'm sleeping.
Oh, I love it.
I need it definitely for the sound, but like I also just like, I run so hot, like just in general.
Me too.
That I mean it would be freezing in the room. I'm like, can I get a fan as well?
Me too. I like a fan in the room. All that to say, spam emails are annoying.
They are super annoying.
And you need to bump up your offer price.
Yep.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.